Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Orioles are wagging in September. Bone, you were just talking about, they're 8-1 in the month. But Gunnar Henderson scuffling. And Jason, how concerned are you about their star shortstop?
Well, I'm definitely concerned because outside of Sagano's former pitching coach in Japan fixing him and Matt Holliday fixing Jackson Holliday, unfortunately, Gunnar doesn't have a famous borderline Hall of Fame.
Maybe it's somebody down at Auburn.
Father.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could fly Matt Holliday in to figure him out. Look, they're winning games. They're not scoring runs. And for the season, they're 21st in runs scored, and they're bottom three in walk rate and bottom three in strikeout rate. Things aren't trending up. And look, if you insist on batting Holliday leadoff, and then you got a guy hitting behind Gunner in Mountcastle, who's top 15 in Major League Baseball in ground ball rate, and isn't driving in runs, and then you got a guy behind him in Kowser, who's bottom three for the season in all of Major League Baseball in strikeout rate. Among all qualified players, Colton Kowser, third worst strikeout rate in Major League Baseball, then guess what? People aren't really going to pitch to Gunner. And when they do, and he's in a bad way, they're going to pitch him away, away, away. And the results are not good. Since July 1st, Gunner's got a ground ball rate of almost 2-1, ground ball to fly ball. Like, when he was destroying the ball from opening day till last July, you know, when he hit 26 homers and 380 plate appearances, that ground ball rate was 1.4. Now it's almost 2. He's not pulling the ball nearly as much. His poolside power has seemingly disappeared. I mean, Gunnar Henderson, 26 home runs in his first 380 plate appearances last year. He's got 27 home runs and 922 plate appearances since. Last year, Gunnar hit 19 home runs to right field. He's hit 9 home runs to right field. The season's almost over, folks. His swing has leveled off. He looks totally discombobulated. He's still hitting the ball hard 40% of the time, which
into
is elite.
The ground.
It's into the ground.
Yeah.
They've put too much weight on him, not having a real lineup with real veteran hitters around him. He's played a lot of shortstop this year. Remember back when we said, did you get him off his feet a little more at shortstop this year? Well, Mateo was hurt all year. Jackson Holliday can't do it. They've tried Westberg there in a pinch. He's been hurt most of the year. So that hasn't played out the way Gunnar would have liked it. But they need to get real about this roster. And okay, pitching looks awesome now. I got news for you. Trevor Rogers isn't pitching to a 1-4 ERA all of next season, right? Like, he's not. And there's going to be bumps in the road as Bradish and Wells come back, not for 3 or 4 appearances at the end of the year, but knowing they're going to ask me to hit the bump 25 to 30 times based on whether we're in a 6-man rotation or not. Like, you're seeing the best of the best of a lot of people right now, but that's not the reality over 162. And I don't think people are talking more, like, nearly enough about the fact that they're winning all these games 2-1 and 3-2.
Yep. Well, that's what I was going to say. O's 8-1 in the month of September. Care to guess where they rank in terms of runs scored this month?
I would think bottom third.
Bottom 5 in Major League Baseball.
25th. 25th, and they're 8-1.
They're 21st
just tells
for
you the
season.
Pitch, I know.
And that's
but
with Floriano having a career year. And that's with O'Hearn having a career year.
But you mentioned Gunner with the hard hit percentage, the average exit velocity percent, the bat speed's elite too. But you look at the launch angle sweet spot percentage, bottom 10th percentile in baseball, and that just goes to exactly what you're saying,
but
Jason,
none of these moves can help this kid?
Hidden in into
got
the ground.
Got a whole bunch of hitting coaches.
Ground.
What the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, they got a bunch of guys. How many hitting coaches they got? Three? Four?
How many good hitting coaches do
well,
they
have? Well, that's an opinion question, Jason. I'm just asking how many they're
all
saying.
They've got the volume. It's quantity over quality.
Yes.
But, like, let's think about it.
John Mabry.
This season, on a wins-loss basis, was over the moment you took a guy who had no business coaching your AAA team and made him your major league manager. So the only thing to focus on a day-to-day basis is player development. But who's the arrow up on?
Dylan
Jeremiah
Beavers.
Jackson.
Beavers got here Holiday. A couple weeks ago. Should have been here sooner. And they haven't messed him up yet.
Grading on a curve, I think you could say the hour is up on Jackson Holiday. He's walking a lot more. He's hitting
year
more.
Over year.
That's real recent.
Yeah, but it's been good.
Like, you want to give him Jeremiah Jackson? I'll give him Jeremiah Jackson.
Yeah.
But, like, that's my fear is now that it's always everything over there is a shell game. They don't even tell you when they promote the GM to the guy who's going to hire the next GM.
That's a great point.
Like, now it's all about, right? Before they blame not starting pitching wasn't good enough because they don't want you talking about there is really no core here. The core is a fraud job, right? So that was what was going on. I told you the pitching's not as bad as you're saying it is. Pitching comes around, right? So what's going on now? Oh, well, now the pitching's great, so they're hiding behind. They're not saying, well, the pitching's great, but, yeah, we really should score more than 1.5 runs per game against the Pirates. Like, it's everything's to obfuscate from the reality, which is the guys who don't play once every 5 days, the guys who are supposed to play every day, Westberg can't stay healthy. Kowser's not an everyday player. Jackson Holiday looks like a good player.
He does.
He doesn't look like a great player.
No, but he's 21.
That's fine. There's a lot of 21.
I hear there's not a lot. There are.
I'm saying, in the last 10 years, there have been a lot of 21-year-olds in the league, enough of them who have come in and immediately showed you they
sure.
might be difference makers.
But he might, the arrow might be up.
I don't think their second baseman is a different. I don't think he's going to be an aircraft carrier.
No, that's fair, but he could be a really good baseball player.
And here's what I'm going to say about Gunnar Henderson. 989 OPS from opening day to July 1st last year. From July 2nd of last year to now, 788. That's two different ball players. That's two different ball players.
And the power's been gone this year. But I quickly,
the defense is at least
much gotten better.
Yeah.
And runners in scoring position. He still has an OPS over 1,000.
Quickly, Trevor Rogers tonight. The ERA now over 1.5 at 1.51. What do you expect to see from him tonight in Toronto?
It's been nothing but good. That's a tough lineup, obviously. Bassett's really good at home. I think it'll be another relatively low-scoring game. I really like the Nerfy tonight.
Nerfy. We love Nerfies.
Like literally a month ago is what I learned what Nerfy meant. I thought they were talking about the football. coming up next year on the program, let's take a look back at Thursday Night Football. Man, the Packers look good. Also, we'll hear from Mike Tomlin on his quarterback and Joe Burrow. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.